Chapter 4. Nurse Riley had left Andres's brick pack in the parking lot back at Dunwiddle. Really? The nurse had been over-the-top apologetic, and he'd offered Andres his own backpack to use. But there were no bricks to put in it. Elliot, Sebastian, and Bax, who'd turned back into a boy with Nurse Riley's help, had gone out searching for small but heavy stones. They hadn't found anything that would work. Now Andres floated above the UDM boys as they trekked to the Great Hall for orientation. Nurse Riley held the leash. He had promised to, as a way of making it up to Andres. But Andres felt like he was back in preschool, the rowdy kid forced to hold the teacher's hand on walks while the rest of the kids skipped ahead on their own. When they reached the Great Hall, the girls were already there. The space felt like a brand new barn that had been decorated like a library. The room had extremely high ceilings and wood walls. At the center of the ceiling was a dome painted with an ornate mural of a barnacle dragon. There were huge overlapping carpets and shelves of books. Andres spotted Nori flipping through an illustrated tome that lived on a special bookstand. "Sea dragons!" Nori exclaimed, bouncing on her toes. "Look, Willa, there are so many kinds of sea dragons. I only knew about seaweed dragons and barnacle dragons. You know, the ones that are always in storybooks. But there are like 15 different species. Haviline Dex, Freddo, Reef, Ice Breath." "I know about Ice Breath," said Andres. "I did a report on them in fourth grade, actually." No one heard him. "They only live near volcanoes," he continued. "The ice breathing is actually an adaptation that kept them alive during a period of big volcanic eruptions." Still, no one heard him. Nori, Willa, and Elliot weren't even talking about sea dragons anymore. Now, they were looking at the dragons of the wilderness. Mo, the dragonologist, flew to the top of the room, hovering above the group. She arced easily past the sturdy wooden beams that crisscrossed the high ceiling. She counted the students, waved at Andres on his leash, and lowered herself to the floor. Then she sat down on the carpet, crossing her legs. She called for the others to gather around her. They did. Andres floated above. "I'm glad to have you here," Mo began. "The rest of the staff asked me to welcome you on their behalf. They can't be here because caring for our dragons takes a lot of work. Dragons are not pets. They're wild animals, and you must all remember that at all times."
"Has anyone ever been eaten?"
Elliot blurted. Mo regarded him coolly. "Most dragons are omnivorous. They eat meat, but they don't seek out humans for food any more than bears do. To be safe, we make sure that other food is always available." She shifted her gaze to include the others. "Some of you will be given the chance to help with the feeding of the dragons. Other activities include river dragon research, dragon hatchery, and care of whelps."
"What's a whelp?" Willa asked.
"A whelp is a baby dragon. Most breeds are very small at first. They don't have a big growth spurt until 6 months or so, which means that even the ferocious ones are pretty cute," said Mo, smiling. "We also offer rehabilitation work with flying dragons, a tour of the hatchery, and a chance to feed the bubble dragons who live in our lake." Andres looked at his friends. Sebastian's face was bright and interested. Elliot was chewing on his thumbnail like he was nervous. Bax's face was blank, as usual, but he was drumming his fingertips rapidly on his forearms. Maybe he was secretly excited. "Dragon Haven is a unique place," Mo said in a wrapping up tone. "You'll see dragons in a way you'd never see them in a zoo, up close and in as natural a habitat as we can provide." She rose to her feet, a pretzel unfolding with grace and balance. Dinner will be in 1 hour, she announced. She swept her arm to indicate the exhibits and displays that filled the great hall. Until then, enjoy! She left the room. Andres watched as the UDM kids milled around the hall again. Nurse Riley looked up. Is there something you'd like to see? I can take you.
No, that's okay.
Andres felt awkward. I'd love to check out the display of dragon skeletons, said Nurse Riley. Would it be all right if I tied your leash to this chair?
Go ahead.
Just for a minute or two, said Nurse Riley. I'll be right back.
Take your time.
Nurse Riley jogged off and tapped Bax on the shoulder. The two of them went over to look at skeletons of tiny dragons of different breeds, lined up in a glass case. Andres was alone in the air. Again.